The House today took the first step around the governor's decision not to accept part of the economic stimulus money the federal government has offered the state. The resolution that passed on a 32-3 vote simply certifies that the state will accept all the money available to it that is rejected by the governor. In explaining the resolution, which is an option under the federal appropriation, Finance Co-Chair Mike Hawker recognized that the governor has accepted, as he said, a fair portion of the federal money, but not all.
A certain amount of that money that's not been accepted is certainly that is a fairly great controversy across the state. Support for education, support for unemployment, support for energy projects statewide. This resolution is necessary to preserve our option to continue to evaluate those program funds that have not been accepted and make a determination if we wish to pursue them further on down the line during this legislative session.
He said the resolution does not bind them to anything if details show its use would not be in the state's best interest. However, without it, the state would not have the authority to continue looking at the funds. Democrat Les Guerra supported the measure. He said the requirements of the federal law are complex and the time is getting closer to make final decisions on the money.
I think the legislature is doing a good job right now evaluating which funds make sense for the state and which ones don't, but we should have been, I think, another month ahead of this with a fair evaluation of what these federal funds brought to the state, and I think it's disappointing that that we're probably a month behind the curve.
The resolution next goes to the Senate, where a similar resolution is already available for floor action as early as Monday.